Welcome and thank you for joining me on this special edition style report. And if you're wondering what this is all about, don't worry, we're going to jump right into things here. Paul and I had a discussion on the phone the other day about some breaking news that's currently developing, and we both came to the conclusion that it's something that just can't wait until this Thursday's episode of the Schiffer Report, so we're bringing you this website exclusive here and now. Frequent listeners of the show will know that last week we aired a clip featuring acclaimed podcast host and former Navy SEAL and CIA contractor Sean Ryan. Now, Sean in this clip was talking about the possibility of these militarized drones and where they could be coming from, what they could mean, and possible involvement with terrorist organizations and terrorist training here in the United States. This, of course, is right in line with theories and speculations we've brought up on the Schiffer Report about Chinese involvement with these drones and what their motives could be. However, after this past Thursday's episode of the Schiffer Report, more had come out involving Sean Ryan, who is currently in hiding. The reason he's in hiding? A follow-up episode of Sean Ryan's show featuring retired intelligence officer Sam Shumate, who received an email manifesto allegedly linked to the Tesla Cybertruck explosion and suspect Matthew Livelsberger just days before the event. Now we're going to play a clip from Sean Ryan here detailing what this information was, how it was received, and ultimately what this means going forward. We're going to come back and talk about Sean Ryan being in hiding and some of the response to these findings. Now while we listen to this clip, there's a Gateway Pundit article linked below detailing this entire situation and conversation that I encourage all of you to check out as well. With that being said, we're going to take it to the show.
So I'm in a military.
Hopefully they actually do something.
Yeah, I'm in a military group chat, buddy Green Beret, Corey. He says, at Sam. Nope, nobody I've asked in the community knows him. You is at 8:46 a.m. yesterday. So I woke up and I said, OF, I'm shaking. This guy emailed me 2 days ago. I'm not playing. And then he said, damn. And then this was my response to him at 8:48. Like, just woke up.
Dude, I'm f-ing shaking, bro. You don't understand. This guy emailed me and told me he was being watched by the FBI and Homeland Security, but they weren't going to do anything to him because he had a V-bid. I'm not fucking playing, dude. I have the email. I am shaking, man. This is nuts.
And it goes from there. And I sat there for probably an hour talking to my wife. I'm shaking. I can't even think straight. Like, normal day is shot. And I didn't know what I want to do. Do I sit on this? Do I do nothing with it? I've got to tell somebody. I've got to tell the FBI at least, because this is huge. This is all over the news. And then I was like, well, dude, this guy wanted to get in contact with Sean Ryan. So let me get this to Sean Ryan, see if I can get with him. And I had a buddy who knew your producer and we went from there. But
wow. Wow. You want to read the email?
Yep. So this email came in on December 31st at 10:42 a.m. That is Tuesday. He said, in case I do not make it to my decision point or onto the Mexico border, I am sending this now. Please do not release this until 1 January and keep my identity private until then. First off, I am not under duress or hostile influence or control. My first car was a 2006 Black Ford Mustang V6 for verification. What we have been seeing with drones, he puts that in quotes, he says drones, is the operational use of gravitic propulsion systems powered aircraft by most recently China and the East Coast, but throughout history, the US. Only we in China have this capability. Our OPSEN, that's Operation Center, our OPSEN location for this activity is in the box below. China has been launching them from the Atlantic from submarines for years, but this activity recently has picked up. As of now, it is just a show of force, and they are using it similar to how they used the balloon for SIGINT and ISR, which are also part of the integrated comms system. There are dozens of those balloons in the air at any given time. The so what is because of the speed and stealth of these unmanned aircraft. They are the most dangerous threat to national security that has ever existed. They basically have an unlimited payload capacity and can park it over the White House if they wanted. It's checkmate. U.S. government needs to give the history of this. How we are employing it and weaponizing it, how China is employing them and what the way forward is. China is poised to attack anywhere in the East Coast. I've been followed for over a week now from likely Homeland or FBI, and they are looking to move on me and are unlikely going to let me cross into Mexico. but won't because they know I am armed and I have a massive V-bid. Let me pause right there for a second. So he says a massive V-bid. When I was talking to the FBI yesterday, they didn't know what a V-bid was. I had to explain what that acronym meant, literally.
You f***ing serious?
Dead serious. I said it twice and he goes, you said that word V-bid. Can you tell me what that is? For your audience, a V-bid, for your audience who has not been in the GWAT for the last 20 years, a V-bid is a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. In layman's terms, a car bomb, what we saw at Trump Tower. So backing up, he says, I am armed and have a massive V-bid. I've been trying to maintain a very visible profile and have kept my phone, and they are definitely digitally tracking me. Here's where he gets into the other stuff. And this is where we had to redact the names. Well, your producer redacted the names. I have knowledge of this program and also war crimes that were covered up during airstrikes in Nimruz province, Afghanistan in 2019 by the admin, DOD, DEA, and CIA. I conducted targeting for these strikes of over 125 buildings. 65 were struck because of CIVCAS, that's civilian casualties, that killed hundreds of civilians in a single day. U.S. FORA continued strikes after spotting civilians on initial ISR. It was supposed to take 6 minutes and scramble all aircraft in CENTCOM. The UN basically called these war crimes, but the administration made them disappear. I was part of that cover-up with U.S. FORA, an agent, redacted, of the DEA. So I don't know if my abduction attempt is related to either. I worked with redacted IO staff on this as well as the response to Bala Murghab. Redacted commander at the time, redacted can validate this. You need to elevate this to the media so we avoid a world war because this is a mutually assured destruction situation. Then he says, for vetting, my LinkedIn is Matt Berg or Matthew Livelsberger, an active duty 18 Zulu out of 110, that's 1st Battalion, 10th Special Forces Group. My profile is public. I have an active TSSCI with UAP, USAP access.
What is USAP? Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is. But I checked his credentials on LinkedIn. So that was the first thing I did. I went to his LinkedIn page. First thing I noticed was all of his bona fides were in place. He has all the UAS training from USASOC and everything else. And so I said, okay, at least the guy knows what he's talking about with drones. That was a very rough dig into the guy. But my issue was I couldn't validate or verify any of this information. And I told him that. And how I responded to him was in a subsequent email. I said, this is obviously a very big deal, but I don't have anything to verify this information with. Talking about gravitic propulsion systems without evidence just makes me another UFO talking head. Like, I'm not going to go on my social media page and start talking about UFOs and anti-gravity systems and everything. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't. And he said, can I get on Fox News Contact on Signal as well as Sean's show? Hegseth would be good too.
Now, obviously, there's a lot to unpack there, and there's still over an hour in that interview itself. I encourage everybody to check it out. But following that interview, Sean Ryan took to X, formerly Twitter, and wrote, quote, my family and I are disappearing for a few days. My account will be active, but will not be me behind the wheel. What we are about to release is mind-boggling and will raise a lot of questions. All media requests will need to go to my producer. He then added, quote, I'm exposing a lot of interest of the public. It comes with a price. I'll take all the prayers I can get. Thank you. Sean Ryan's Twitter also includes this email manifesto. So does Sam's here. So I encourage you to check that out as well as the Gateway Pundit article. All of that can be found in it below. But as of right now, Sean Ryan currently in hiding at time of recording this. He also has screenshots of the conversations leading up to this email being sent. He has a DEA agent who attempted to contact him via LinkedIn that was mentioned during this interview as well. You can see those photos on Sean Ryan's Twitter account, but as of right now, he is in hiding, which as a former Navy SEAL and CIA contractor, you don't think is something that would be taken lightly. You know, the need to go into hiding and the assessment that would go into that would have to be something of pretty substantial background for this to take place. Obviously, there's a lot going on right now, and we're going to keep you posted. Join us this Thursday on WHKW 1220 AM or thewordcleveland.com to listen to the Schiffer Report live as we take a deeper dive into this. And if you want to reach out and let us know what you think is going on in your conversation points, feel free to use the contact form below. Again, thank you for joining me for this quick update, and we'll keep you posted with more to come involving the Sean Ryan situation, as well as these militarized drones and possible terror attacks, which have now been tied to the Cybertruck murder-suicide bombing from the start of the year. Reporting for the Schiffer Report, this is Style, and we will see you all this Thursday evening on WHKW, 1220 AM.